Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're here with my younger, much more knowledgeable co-host, Alessio Ristani from LeadingTrader.com, and by a man who's a veteran in the financial markets in terms of commentary, Ken Oldaluga from City Index. How are you today, Ken?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you. You're such a brilliant introduction.
Well, it is.
Partly true.
Because I was waiting for the next thing, which is, why are you still wearing a poppy? I don't want to embarrass you on air, but
it's actually a very, very good question. Do you know what happens is you sort of get the, I'll put this on, then you just forget every morning. So the last two mornings I've remembered, and the last two mornings, broadcasters have said, take it off.
Really?
On to more pressing issues. We were just discussing offline, apart from the poppy, which you know really has to go, we were discussing about the reflation or otherwise theory. My theory, which I haven't discussed with you before, I want to just like foist it upon you, is that this could be is about the Trump reflation could be as successful as the RB reflation.
RB. Well, there you go. It's a similar model. RB called him a very
with
nice
his arrows
man.
And everything.
Yeah, or rather a person he could trust. Do you know what? There's so many aspects of it that simply don't make sense. Basically, benchmark bond yields are rallying like crazy. We use benchmark bond yields for the so-called riskless rate. They're elevating the equity risk premium to levels which merely doesn't make... Maybe the theory is rubbish.
So what does that mean? Because some people don't know.
It simply means that there are too many components of this sort of hypothesis, the Trump trade, reflation trade, that simply don't stack up. Yields rallying like this, you hardly see in peacetime.
But that shows that the market believes that he's going to do it.
The market believes that he's going to do it, but do the ideas stack up? Will they actually work?
Well, if he doesn't, they will.
And what will happen then?
Then we'll have a happy life with the inflation at 3 or 4%, bond yields at that area as well. I mean, it's all going to be
as you said. This has been tried many, many times already in Japan over the last 10, 15 years. It hasn't quite worked, to put it politely. And additionally, it may simply mean that the Federal Reserve is kind of like trapped in a hiking cycle with no growth. We're already at full employment, aren't we?
I can't see that with Janet Yellen there, I have to say. I think she'll have to go. But let's have a look at the slides that you've got. FTSE 100, difficult situation, this one.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the same page as you, actually, for a while. But now I'm just going to accept it. I think, you know, the FTSE 100 trends are long-lasting and very, very robust. We've seen that this year. You know, we can say with quite... you know, a great deal of corroboration that the FTSE 100 has been in an uptrend since at least January this year. Mm-hmm. Regardless of Brexit, forget Brexit, that's nothing. You know, look at that. We had a bit of a sort of washout, a rather severe one to be sure, but nevertheless, it's respected this channel that I've drawn here. Yeah. By the way, I'm just putting these markers just for the sake of to let you know what the Fibonacci retracements I'm looking at are. So, you know, and when you get these retracements and they work reasonably well, it tells you that things are orderly, things are symmetrical, things are nice, you know. And so therefore you can expect that unless something untoward happens in the medium term, that things will continue along that path. So we are currently testing the lower bound of this channel that I've drawn. I've put it in green from beyond this current point because it's obviously theoretical. But, so long as we don't break through, and even if we do, I think this... 6675, 6615. Yeah. I've drawn support has proven itself quite strongly on at least a couple of occasions, arguably three.
So basically, the market's seen the floor of the channel. It's it multi-tested over recent sessions. It explains why the market is in a weird type of mode here because it's trying to make you think that it's weak. But if you see the channels, you see that it's actually holding that channel very well. What's the upside and how long do you think it'll take?
Well, I mean, I'm looking for at least a return to that high there, which was, when was that, mid-October, late October. I'm looking for something like the late, 7,000.
What's interesting about the FTSE 100 chart is that it doesn't actually show what happened overnight on the election of Donald Trump.
That's a very good point. I mean, it barely reacted. We had the carnage in the futures. Right. To be fair, by the time the cash market opened, it's more or less over, wasn't it?
Well, the plunge protection came in very well.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was that, but that was for the futures.
Excellent work.
That was for the futures, yeah. So, you know, And then the markets reopened before the cash session.
Yes.
So, but the, if you looked at the FTSE, and I was looking at the FTSE desperately throughout that night and the morning, it kind of fell like 0.5%, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And then it rallied.
We're very short time because we enjoyed ourselves at the beginning. So if we just go through the...
Sure. So then the other thing about the other major indexes for me, S&P 500, you know, I wrote once that... Can you see that trend line, obviously?
Yeah.
And when it broke, I thought, well, that's it. I mean, I think we're going to resume the uptrend, but we're not going to get anything as good as that. But what do you know? We are back above this uptrend that's been in place again since February, arguably maybe a bit earlier. And it's looking very, very positive. I think we're way over stretch now. I think there's going to be a sort of a retracement test of support. The question is how far. I've got another chart, if we can rush to it quickly, which I hope it's going to... Yeah, the slightly more zoomed in. I think things are still looking very, very strong. Look at the long-term trend, the 200-day moving average. I've got the 21-day MA on there as well, EMA. Everything's pointing upwards. It's just that we have exhausted this current leg. You can see that very, very clearly. So what do we expect? Where is it going to end? I think there is support at 2193.8. Could be a little bit further. But, you know, maybe some sort of stop at 2190, 2185. For protection, but I'm quite optimistic about this, regardless of the geopolitical trimmings that we've got.
Let's go on to the last. Was this your trade of the day, Ken?
Yeah, not necessarily, but I'm interested in it because, I mean, I don't know if you can guess, can you?
Dixon's Carphone
and Black Friday go together like... I don't know. They go together like something.
Laurel and Hardy.
But the problem is, though, that Dixon's Carphone's had a terrible year, and it hasn't really... I'm disappointed with Dixon's Carphone. I thought it was going to come back from the Brexit shock.
I've never heard of this company. What is Dixon's?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I've heard of Dixon's, the electronics.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, that's what they do.
They do what Amazon do in the sort of hi-fi and other areas, like mobile phones. But as everybody's gone towards Amazon,
they tend to do extremely well for Black Friday. Black Friday is a terrible time for retailers. The discount, the margins get crushed.
We already had this for the last couple of years. We didn't have this before.
I know.
Unwanted American import.
As a retailer, if you say I'm going to cancel Black Friday, you're finished. So you've got to do it. They've got a very, very select strategy of discounting, promotions, and even some price rises, believe it or not, on Black Friday. So I expect them to do particularly well. And, you know, I'm just going to say I will watch this to see how far we can get to that descending trend. If we can break above it, then that will be absolutely great. I think Black Friday can certainly provide that impetus, but really is dependent on how they
Thank you, Ken. We really appreciate you coming into the studio here. It's always fun and frivolity when you turn up. So we'll watch this and watch the Black Friday and hopefully see you again soon.
Thank you.